Myanmar's military government says it has blocked Facebook across the country to protect stability. Sporadic protests have broken out since the coup, many of them organized online. Live to Leong Wai Kit in just a moment, but first, a look at what's happened on the streets today.
A day after protests erupted in Yangon, the civil disobedience movement has spread to Myanmar's second biggest city of Mandalay. Many of these protests are coordinated via social media, and the military government is taking action. It's ordered internet service providers to temporarily block access to Facebook to maintain stability. The social media platform is especially popular in Myanmar. It's used by half of the population. Reports say WhatsApp and Instagram, both owned by Facebook, are also affected. Hundreds of supporters of the military also rallied in Naypyidaw, waving the red flag of the armed forces. The United Nations chief has urged the international community to make sure the coup fails. Antonio Guterres says he hopes the UN Security Council will unite on the matter. But China and Russia have already blocked initial efforts to form a joint statement.
Leong Wai Kit joins us live for more. Wai Kit, how has the military government reacted to the protests?
Well, Steve, we know that the government today banned Facebook. It also made some arrests at protests. But away from these activities, it also appears that the military government has had a long day behind closed-door meetings. The army chief met ministers today, where he told them that he's not going to change policies in foreign affairs, economy, and the country's political roadmap. He also met businessmen, and these are businessmen who also represent some of the key sectors in Myanmar. So you have your construction, manufacturing, and agriculture representatives in the meeting. What's key here is that the army chief told the businessmen that he's not going to suspend any ongoing projects, including those with international partners. There were also closed-door meetings held within the health ministry, and understandably, that could be a very tricky meeting because these ongoing protests, number one, could give rise to potential of COVID-19 spread, being super spreader event even. And at the same time, you have to tackle a healthcare system that during the pandemic was already overstretched. And now you have disgruntled healthcare workers who threaten to quit. I must also point out that today, February 4th, was supposed to be the day when Indian vaccines, the second batch of the vaccines, were to arrive today. But because of the political situation, that arrival has been delayed by a week. Now, under Ms. Suu Kyi's previous administration, people would have started their vaccinations. General public would have started that on February 5th.
Why could the ousted administration had promised to kickstart a peace process with ethnic armed groups this year? What's the status of that plan?
Well, short answer is it will continue because don't forget, last year, during a very important peace conference nationwide, one of the key outcomes is that everyone agreed to continue this peace process beyond 2020. So technically, state of emergency or not, coup or not, or whether NLD still remains in power or not, technically, the peace process should not be affected. And the topic of peace process right now is very, very important because, number one, the military government has said that this is one of the tasks that it will do before it carries out a general election when its 1 year term is up. But we also know that this peace process is very long drawn, very complicated, and has made very little progress in the last 5 years. But today, local media Irrawaddy reported that there are 10 key players. These are 10 ethnic armed groups who have pledged to work together with the Myanmar army on the peace process. So how that progresses really remains to be seen.
All right, thanks for that. Leong Wai Kit speaking to us about developments in Myanmar.